Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Welcome to the Marketing God Podcast, where we provide insights and knowledge to assist you in reaching and engaging with more people. Together, as we apply marketing insights to your good work, we hope to help more people know you, turn to you, and through you ultimately become loyal to God. This is week number 5. And the week's topic is Marketing Strategy Overview. Today, our focus is pricing and works with truth number 7 in the book Marketing God. Here is your marketing strategist, author, and guide on this journey, Donna A. Heckler.
Hello, everyone. Our topic for today is pricing, and this comes from Truth 7 in the book Marketing God, and the title of that truth is Price is a Communication of Your Value. I have to say one of the trickiest topics in marketing is pricing. How to price a good or service is often a question I'm asked. And the reason pricing feels so difficult is that often people forget that price is simply a reflection of your value. Your work is leading people to God, so your value is great. This concept of price and value is what we're going to explore today. But first, let's start with the Bible verse. The Bible verse is from Mark 12, and it's verses 42 to 44. It reads like this. And a poor widow came and put in 2 copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him, and he said to them, Truly, I say to you, this poor widow has put more than all those who were contributing to the treasury. For they contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, her whole living. I love this verse as it speaks to value. The poor widow greatly valued her faith, and so she offered her whole living, her 2 coins. People put their money towards the things they value. Your parish and your ministries are providing many things of value to those trying to deepen their faith. The price you charge reflects the value people are receiving, and that is what we want to explore more closely today. One big challenge I see with many faith-based entities is that they try to give everything away for free. If you consider price as a communication of your value, what is the message you are giving if everything is priced as free? That message might be that what you are providing does not hold much value. But that's not true. We know that. You are providing great value to others. I remember when I first started out as a Catholic speaker just a few years ago, I was giving a talk entitled, And Then God Gave Me a Time Out. A Catholic outreach organization I knew said, Oh, we're going to introduce you to a bunch of parishes and so that you can begin giving your talk to all these parishes and give Lenten talks. And I thought, great. What I didn't know is that this outreach organization had told everybody that I would speak for free. I was aghast. Absolutely not. I don't speak for free. However, it had already been committed, so I was stuck. The thing is, the talk I give and still give is considered very inspirational. And I was discovering that because it was seen as that, it actually had great value. And so I was frustrated that this firm was telling everyone that I would just speak for free. Because what they were really telling them is that I did not offer much value. The model that this firm used for outreach is actually fairly common, unfortunately, in our faith-based world. Way too many of our speakers, Catholic speakers, do not charge or don't charge enough. As Catholics, we offer lots of reasons for this, for setting a very low price. We may say, well, we just want to get our foot in the door. Or we may say, oh, it's for the church. Those are all true, but that doesn't diminish the value that a speaker may be providing or anybody else who's pricing a bit low. Now, I will say that on occasion, a free talk, or more importantly, a free book, a free product, can work as a promotional vehicle. But that means we do it once. We do it once to simulate interest and obtain buy-in, to demonstrate the value. For instance, a free book can lead an organization to hire a speaker or to hire a consultant. In that case, the cost of the book, perhaps $20 or so, may result in several thousand dollars in opportunity for someone. The price of your speaking or consulting is establishing your value in this example. However, the problem occurs when you start to give everything away for free, because the message there is that your free or exceptionally low pricing is giving is that your value is not very significant either. Now, I'm not saying that you set high prices for everything. I'm not saying that at all. It's more to say that you need to recognize that the price you set is conveying the value you're providing. So I reflect back on the poor widow. She so valued her faith that she was willing to give everything she had. Spend time understanding the value you provide to someone's faith, and let that serve as a compass for how you need to price. As you think about the podcast, ask yourself, how do you provide value to those you serve? Do they recognize that value? Why or why not? And now a little note about next week. Next week, our topic is going to be marketing tactic insights. We are going to be digging a little bit deeper into some important insights to help our marketing be that much more effective. So we look forward to seeing each of you next week.
We thank you for being here and are glad you listened in today. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to the Marketing God Podcast. And don't forget to look for the worksheet for today's topic in the podcast link. Also, please let us know what you think by sending us comments. If you are looking for even more insights, we invite you to join the Marketing God Facebook group that is designed so we can share additional tools, insights, and ideas with each other. If you would like to purchase the acclaimed book, Marketing God, you will find it online at your favorite Catholic bookstore or for larger quantities through the publisher OSV.